dating after divorce. After divorce, most people vow to never date again. Generally, you tend to feel that your marriage was supposed to be forever, but it failed, and it failed miserably. You start to blame yourself for whatever went wrong, even if you're not at fault. You feel that if you start dating again, you will be dumped again. Generally, many people develop a commitment phobia, and they feel that no one will ever love them again. They fear getting hurt, so they stop dating completely. But allow me to ask you a question. Do you stop living just because you know you will die one day? Do you? No, you don't. So why should you stop dating for the fear of failure, which may not even happen? If you shy away from dating in the earlier months after divorce, you will never be able to come out of the protective shell that you will have developed by then. Everyone has a right to get all the happiness in the world. Don't sell yourself short and think that you're not worthy of being loved. This negativity should never enter your mind, and you should never, ever give this a thought. There are also those who become quite restless to get into a relationship after a divorce. They are the ones who fear being left alone. They fear that they will have a lonely old age with no one on their side. The problem with this mindset is that they generally enter into a relationship even when they are not prepared for it. These people go on dates with random people and more often than not are left hurt. So the question that begs to be asked is, how is one to know when is the right time to start dating again? After a divorce, we are emotionally vulnerable. It is a time when we crave all the love and attention in the world. Divorce is no less than a trauma, and it is quite likely that we will end up not trusting our instincts anymore. To help one decide the proper thing to do in this tricky situation, David Steele has developed an assessment. David Steele has immense experience in the field of relationships. He is the founder of the Relationship Coaching Institute and is the author of Conscious Dating. This assessment is called the Relationship Readiness Test for Singles. This test has questions that rate you in 10 different areas, and your score helps you to decide whether you are ready for a relationship or not. Dating is a very tricky issue. It becomes all the trickier if you are entering the dating arena after a divorce. Some people are dating even before the divorce. Generally, this is the cause of the divorce. In certain cases, people think that they can never start dating again after their divorce. When you are married to a person with whom you obviously want to spend the rest of your life with, you have spent the best part of your life with him. You have dreamt his dreams and made sure that they turned into reality. After all this, you feel that you will never be able to date anyone again. You feel appalled, even at the idea of dating someone. The problem is not dating, but the major problem after a divorce is to decide when to start dating. The time after divorce is the best time for introspection. It is the best time when you can ask yourself what went wrong. You can figure out what was lacking in your relationship, and you can find out what are the things that you want and never got the opportunity of getting. The idea here is not that you should take the entire blame on yourself, but you should try to be practical, find out what it is that was lacking in your relationship, and work towards it so that you have a better future relationship.